Talk Live. You can dial toll free and bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. The calls are what the show's about, if you make them. Otherwise, we talk about things interesting to us. And from now, time and time again, we will get to emails when we get a chance. And Mark, you've been hanging on to at least one or two emails here all week long. So what do you want to share with us?
This one's actually relatively new. It's discussing what the talk of people who work for the federal government sabotaging, as you the term you'd use.
It was actually talk of people working for any government sabotaging the government.
I think you used federal a couple of times, but fine. I understand what you're saying. So this is from David. Mark, I couldn't believe that Ian was suggesting government employees, particularly at the state and local levels, you and I, by the way, disagreed on this, should do anything more to sabotage the government than what they're already doing on a daily basis. Government will not shrink or dissolve itself if it becomes too costly. All it will do is raise taxes. As a resident of Chicago, Illinois, I'm witnessing this in action. The government is talking about raising the income tax by 50% or more because of budget deficits. It's also talking about putting cameras on stoplights, not only to catch people running them, it's already doing that, but to catch people driving without insurance. This is also on top of the combined 10.5% sales tax in Chicago. I'm also glad that I'm not a homeowner because they're raising property taxes even as values go down. And this is happening nationwide. The municipalities, they can't print money like the federal government can, so they're just raising property taxes.
Okay.
Because the values of homes are going down. They've gotten fat on those, half a decade of the housing bubble, and they want that money to continue. Meanwhile, our roads, sidewalks look as if they're struck by meteors, and patches of Chicago uses frequently last only a day or two. The government is failing to provide the most basic of services and somehow manages to spend more and more on failure every year. Sabotaging the government by making it more wasteful is only inviting more tyranny into your life through increased taxes, enforcement, and regulations.
Yeah, I see where he's coming from on that, but I just love the idea of making it even more difficult for them to do what they do and increasing. I don't think there's anything wrong with increasing their costs, Mark. I mean, again, I'll bring up the point I did last night, and now that Dale's here, I'd like to get his thoughts on this. But we have had activists here in New Hampshire who have been given tickets. And normally most people would pay the tickets, but these activists have gone in, they've demanded a trial, they've gone to trial, and then they've told the judge, I'm not paying. Now, that means that the government had to spend a certain amount of money to put on that trial, to have the prosecuting attorney there and do those things. And presuming these things went even further, as they may in the future, to a jury trial, there will be a significant expense involved in that. Jury trials, from what I understand, cost at least $1,000 just to, kind of send out the jury notices and things like that and bring the jurors in and pay them. And so that's a costly endeavor as well. So I guess my question again
is... problem with that. To me, that's...
Well, wait a minute. I thought that's going to raise the cost of the government. They're going to raise taxes as a result.
I think standing for, standing up for yourself and taking them through the criminal process is a fine thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
However, sabotage has the sound of breaking things, destroying things, making things go boom. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Like, that's what that sounds like. And, people get hurt when things go boom. That's one of the reasons...
It doesn't have to be things going boom. It could be, taking an AC adapter from the back of a computer somewhere,
that's
the police
stealing.
Computer
you support
system.
That?
I'm not saying you'd steal it. You could take it and put it in a closet somewhere so they wouldn't know
it's
where it is.
It's still stealing. If you don't keep it on you, it's still stealing.
Hey, these are people that work for the government, Mark. They steal on a daily basis. So what's one AC adapter?
I just don't understand how you can abandon your principles like that.
These are people that are working for the government. I'm not working for the government, so I'm not abandoning principles. I'm not advocating they
there,
do anything.
You tell them not
I'm
to...
advocating they sabotage the internal workings of the state. That's what I'm advocating.
Sabotage has the
they
sound of something
with,
that goes boom.
They can come up with whatever they want for that.
I think I'm somewhat concerned about the image that it gets for us. I've heard, I occasionally hear people talking about the whole notion of sabotage and everything, but... it does concern me in that we're trying to be very clear about who is the perpetrator and who are the victims. And so I think it's important that we kind of stay clean in a way, you know, clean in a moral sense, not in their.
Well, wait a minute. We're talking about people working for the government. Wouldn't you say they already have their hands dirty?
They absolutely do, but I don't necessarily want to be just like them. You know,
is there anybody that you want the rapist to rape?
Wait, hold on. I'm talking with Dale here. I'm talking with Dale right now. Wait a minute. Dale, I'm not saying you should be like them. What we're talking about is people working within bureaucracy, doing things inside the bureaucracy as, you know, it's their job to be there.
You're talking about political sabotage.
I don't know, whatever kind of sabotage.
Someone who runs for office.
Every time somebody says sabotage, I'm going to say boom.
Okay.
How about gumming up the works, Mark?
The political game, they made all the rules, and you can go in there and play it strictly by their rules, and how can you call that sabotage? I don't know.
Well,
you can do it, like, again, if you were, for instance, you were talking about people running in Keene who were openly voluntarious, you know, apolitical in nature, and have every intention to constantly fight any sort of expansion and while they're in there and use that platform as a voice for volunteerism. And that, to me, doesn't even sound like... I mean, it's sort of like sabotage, but it's
it
not...
It is in a way.
But
it
it's
is.
Not... It's strictly playing by their rules. I mean, they
That's
made up
true.
These bizarre... screwed up rules of democracy in the first place. So.
I think sabotage can range from what you're describing, and that is using the rules of the system to gum up the system, to all the way to, you know, doing something to damage an internal device that they might have within the government structure. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mark, are you saying that it would be wrong for somebody who's in the military? Now, we've talked about how the military has these weapons, the death ray, that the heat ray thing, that it's like the satellite dish on top of a truck, that if they aim it at you, it feels like your skin's on fire.
Yeah.
Now, would it be wrong, would it be morally wrong, since you were talking about how, oh, it's so wrong to go and take an AC adapter from a government facility?
That's what I was saying, jackass.
Yeah, that is what you were saying. So would it be wrong?
I was saying it just like that's true.
So would it be wrong for somebody who is in the military who might have access to the heat ray truck to go in and, say, pull a circuit board out from the unit before there was going to be some sort of some protest going on?
No, that would be a moral thing to do.
Why? It's stealing.
It's because that's a weapon used to hurt people.
But so? It's stealing.
Almost
Mark.
Everything the state does is used to hurt people in some way or another, or to, you know, and if you believe in
one
the
would have to make those that assessment for oneself to decide whether or not, you know, one is going. I don't have a problem with breaking things that are going to hurt people.
I see. So there goes your moral system, Mark, right out the window.
That's not my morals. My moral system says that you don't hurt people that haven't initiated force on you, and if you've seen them use this, you know, this sound wave thing that they have to hurt people, the innocent people, then I don't have a problem with somebody gumming that up.
So now you are in favor of sabotage.
I can't argue the morality of it. In some cases, I would argue it in terms of, I would argue against it in terms of, is it actually going to be beneficial in the long run? Because if it makes us look like vandals or something like that, then that's going to hurt us in the long run.
It's an initiation of force issue. What came first? Is it okay, Ian? Is it initiation of force for me to take my gun out if I had one and walk down the streets of Keene and shoot the first cop I see?
I would say that that's debatable. I would not advocate violence.
I don't advocate breaking things that haven't been used to hurt people.
The government apparatus is used to hurt people, Mark. Are you saying there's something wrong with gumming it up in any way you possibly can? And
yes.
By the way, it's not something that would be done on
From
an
Dale's
open basis.
From Dale's point of view, it's a PR issue.
It would not be. It's not a PR issue because it's done covertly. The sabotage is done covertly. You do it under the cover of darkness. You do it without telling anybody.
The advocation
that
of it isn't done covertly because you keep, you know, you advocated it on the show.
You brought it back up, and now we're talking about it again.
I brought it up.
Somebody called to advocate it, and I said I didn't think that was a bad idea.
Oh, and that's okay?
What's wrong with it?
I'm telling you, breaking things that aren't yours in order to, you know, just
unless it's a weapon.
A weapon goes into a different category to some extent.
Well, what if it is yours?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, the taxpayers paid for all that, right? Isn't it?
Is it because it's self-defense? If you're, in a way, you're protecting innocent people by disabling the microwave gun?
I would say that that's a better excuse than most.
Well, what if it's a policeman's radar gun that's used to extract revenue from innocent people that haven't actually had
that's
any
accidents? That's a good one.
That's the police. Who's going to sabotage it?
Well, what if the policemen themselves or certain policemen themselves have a liberty perspective and they're secretly like, you know what, I'm not going to, you know, charge this person with a ticket or whatever. Is that sabotage?
Is that sabotaging the system?
I think it's bad. It's a bad, public relations stance.
You don't think police should avoid giving people tickets now? Is that what you're saying? He was just talking about giving somebody a ticket.
That's not what I said.
You said it was bad public relations.
It's a bad public relations stance for
800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Health and Diet Tips Radio Minute with tips and advice on eating healthy and living long. Here's your host, nutrition and diet expert and author of The Engine 2 Diet, Rip Esselstyn.
There are many people who insist that a plant-based diet is bad for children and pregnant mothers. Needless to say, I believe strongly that this is not the case. The reality is, by the age of 2 and once off mother's breast milk, every child is ready for a plant-strong diet. Even renowned expert Dr. Benjamin Spock recommends the practice in the latest edition of his classic best-selling book, Baby and Child Care. If you start them young, your kids will develop a palate that appreciates the subtleties of plant foods and will gain the healthy rewards that accompany this diet as they grow. What greater gift could you give your children? For the Diet and Health Tips Radio Minute, I'm Rip Esselstyn.
For a transcript of this program, additional diet and health tips, and information about the Engine 2 diet, please visit theengine2diet.com. Professional athlete-turned-firefighter Rip Esselstyn is used to responding to emergencies, so when he learned that some of his fellow Engine 2 firefighters were in dire physical condition, he sprang into action and created the Engine 2 Diet. With the Engine 2 Diet, you'll transform your body and lifestyle in just 1 month. This eating plan is based on a simple diet of whole foods, and it's also packed with dozens of easy mouth-watering recipes. The Engine 2 Diet is medically approved and is designed for anyone who wants to make heroic strides in health. The Engine 2 Diet by Rip Esselstyn is available wherever books are sold.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world, and that having a clogged colon is good for you, that being overweight is absolutely healthy, that there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air, and last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
You can listen to whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, get on the list for free, or not list, rather, but get up on that site and see what it's all about free over at shrine.freetalklive.com. We're talking about sabotage, and Mark, you brought it back up tonight. I don't know why you keep going boom, because sabotage has nothing specific to do with blowing things up. The dictionary definition is any underhand interference with production, work, etc., in a plant, factory, etc., as by enemy agents during wartime or by employees during a trade dispute. Definition 2, any undermining of a cause. So it doesn't necessarily have to do synonyms, disable, vandalize, cripple. It doesn't necessarily have to do with going boom. And as I pointed out last night, and you keep insisting that I'm talking about sabotaging the federal government, I pointed out last night that that would be kind of pointless because the feds can just keep on printing out money, whereas local governments and state governments, they have a very finite amount of money with which to be dealing with. Now, Mark, the real reason you're taking such a defensive stance on this, in my opinion, is because you're paranoid. There was apparently some sign-ups last night on the, or recently, I guess, on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system, which allegedly came from the Department of Justice. And so you believe that essentially that my getting on the air and talking about how I don't think it's a bad idea for government people who are already on the inside of the state to gum up their operations via being saboteurs from the inside. And you're saying that that's somehow a crime. You're saying that that's a criminal act?
You know, from a moral stance, a criminal act?
From the government stance.
Well, sure.
What is it?
What crime?
Yeah.
Breaking things that belong to the government?
Well, no. You're saying I committed a crime,
oh,
right?
Because
you're scared they're going
to... Advocating breaking things that belong to the government. I'm sure that they have some crime like that. And, I know that they make all this stuff up.
Now, right, they have crimes like treason.
We're proceeding on a false premise here. Okay, first off, yes, there have been 52 sign-ups in the last 3 days from the Department of Justice.
Allegedly.
Okay. I mean, you stick your head
for
in the
all
sand
you
if
know,
you want.
Someone's spoofing it. Who knows?
Stick your head in the sand if you want. That's fine. However,
right, the signups were names like ZXYGR312. I'm not sure why it would be that someone from the Department of Justice would sign up for a forum under some garbage nickname and draw attention to himself. Doesn't make much sense to me, especially when the
why
forum.
Why is that drawing attention to himself?
Especially,
he's just going to read.
You can read the forum without signing up.
Oh,
There's nothing restricted on the forum except for the AMP-only forum, and if you just sign up, you can't get into that.
Right, okay.
Now, however, when I disagreed with it last night, was I paranoid because of that? I mean, I disagreed last night vehemently. Is that
you
correct?
You did disagree last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did I know that
tonight
information
tonight you're scared,
last night?
Though. Tonight I can tell you're scared.
I'm not scared.
You said they're going to break in here. You said they're going to kick in the door and take us away.
I'm telling you that I believe it's another step along the line of, you being declared
terrorist.
I also
advocate secession, Mark. That's treasonous, isn't it?
No, it's not. Standing there saying that a state should secede from the Union, I don't consider...
That's not treasonous?
I don't think so, no.
I bet you it is.
Somebody may decide
it's
that.
It's against the United States.
Abraham Lincoln thought it was treasonous, apparently.
Well, isn't that against the United States, the idea of secession?
You know, I'm not here to make that definition, but I do think that it is the right of a state to do that. So how could people in the state not talk about it before a state decided to do it?
Still treasonous. From what I understand.
Yeah, neither one of us being lawyers, and treason not having a lot of case law in the first place.
I do think we should probably take some reasonable... make some reasonable attempt to distinguish ourselves from, because they want to classify us as like violent people or anything like that. And so, and what you're describing, it certainly doesn't sound violent, but they distort things. You know, they control
a
lot of the media.
Tell it to the jury, you know?
1-800-259-9231, your thoughts on sabotage. Dave in New York, you're on Free Talk Live.
Evening, fellas.
What's on your mind tonight, Dave?
I wish to clarify that I was not advocating burning down a police officer's house. You cut my audio off midstream before I said squad car when it was parked in his driveway, which is not a good thing either. But when I get compared to Timothy McVeigh and accused of wanting to burn people's children, that's a little bit offensive. Plus, I challenge anyone to look at the video of the OKC bombing on that day and tell me that there was not two bombs in the building put there by the FBI. Case in point.
What does that have to do with sabotage? Are you saying the FBI was sabotaging itself?
No, that has nothing to do with sabotage. I'm pissed that I was compared to Timothy McVeigh after getting my audio stream cut off and told that I was trying to say burn the house down when I was literally saying burned his squad car up.
I don't really remember
any of that, honestly.
You cut off my audio after I said throw a Molotov cocktail into the, then my audio is cut off, Then you filled in the rest of the blanks by saying house, and then comparing me to Timothy McVeigh, and then dropped my line.
Don't remember any of that happening.
Don't remember
any. Sorry
either.
About that.
Well,
Must
you can check the audio stream.
We'll take
I don't
want to
check
it.
The audio stream.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue and talk to Alex in New Jersey. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live. I think what happened was he sounded like he was advocating violence, and he was, whether it's into the house or into the car. And,
right.
And we don't advocate those sorts of things on this show.
So, Ian, you were talking just 2 minutes ago. You said that it was debatable whether that someone could randomly shoot a keen cop.
Yep, that's
and I think that it's important to say that there's a gray area right now. It's not black and white. I would say that we're not at the point where there are SS guards taking people away, in which case it would be morally justified to shoot and kill them. However, we're not at that point yet, and what I would say is that it's morally justified to socially ostracize them, and if a
Absolutely.
Cop was being mugged, if a cop was being mugged, we would look the other way and just ignore it and let it happen. I think we are at that point, but I don't
agree.
Think we are at the point to just randomly kill people because there is a gray area.
Ian clearly doesn't think that either.
Yeah, I think that's an important thing to have in mind is where is the line? At what when they're loading people onto trains or, at what point do we say, oh, okay, now it's an act of self-defense, as opposed to, I really, really very much do not think violence is going to get us any more freedom.
See, this is the part that bothers me. Wait, before you go on, Alex, this is the part that bothers me with what Ian's saying. It's the incongruity of it. You, Ian, say that you don't believe in violence to solve the problems. But then you say, I love the idea of sabotaging the government.
It's not violent.
Using the term gum up, it's less loaded, man.
Whatever, dude. Yeah, the definition of sabotage is pretty clear. It's any underhand interference with production work, et cetera, and undermining of a cause.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's just not going to.
It's not violent.
That's not going to cut it, man.
It's not violent.
Sabotage brings up the Smedley Butler, the little guy.
I see where you're coming from.
With the curly mustache and the top hat,
But he's made it clear that that's not what he's talking about. I mean, you said boom whenever he said sabotage.
No one had ever
suggested.
That's
the Hollywood action movie version of sabotage.
Right. Nobody. The definition of a word is what somebody believes the definition of the word is. If they believe that what you're saying, if they can paint a picture, somebody can paint a picture of what you're saying as, killing a busload of cops' kids. Well, then that's what it means to them, man.
I don't think they can paint a picture after all this discussion.
We've got to have good PR.
Okay, we're talking over one another here. Hang on, Alec. Very clear, I'm not in favor of violence, so I'm not sure how anybody could conflate.
Sounds like you're backtracking to me with the sabotage.
I'm not backtracking. Sabotage does not in any way connotate violence. It does in your mind, Mark, but that's your problem. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts, your comments. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment. Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us, including updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies is offering 12 different seminars this summer in locations across the country. Participation is free, and the IHS covers meals and housing. Seminars are for those simply curious about libertarian philosophy, to those passionate about liberty, even those who want career advice, networking opportunities, and lectures relevant to each career path. Go to libertarianseminars.com and register today. Deadline is March the 31st. That's libertarianseminars.com.
800-259-9231. Back to Alex in New Jersey on the AMP line. Alex, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, you were just talking about the Department of Justice, too, on the Free Talk Live website. I think it's important to realize that we have really nothing to hide. If they want to find out everything, we shouldn't try and keep secrets, because then you have the whole trust issue. Oh, who can you trust? Who can't you trust? And then it pits people against each other. And if there's one thing that the CIA is very good at, and it's intelligence and spies and, you know, covert, you know, everything. So, you know, if the CIA wants to try and implant people inside the Free State Project, let them do it. Just always remember that you are an individual, and as soon as you start having alliances getting formed, they can take us, they can pit us against each other, and then we'll start fighting, and then an organism at war with itself is doomed.
I do think the movies make the CIA look more effective than they really are, though.
I agree with you, Alex. I think you're right. However, once they make a covert op, they're going to charge someone for something. And if the best they can do is find somebody who's inciting riotous behavior or something like that, that's going to be the guy they haul in.
Well, if it's a provocateur, you mean?
Yes.
Well, you see, that's the problem, is that if, as long as we all act as individuals, then each individual would be responsible for their actions and not the Free State Project. You know what I mean? Which is why it's so important to have good PR, because then, you know, everyone will get a bad idea of what FSP is about, and then it leads to very bad things.
All right, Alex,
so
thanks.
As long as we don't, you know, act in teams, as long as we don't have get too big of groups together, as long as we just maintain our individual, you know, human sovereignty, then we'll be good, and they can't try and pit us against each other.
Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we started out talking about the idea of sabotage. Scott is in Washington. He's got a comment on that. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
That one caller was talking about burning up a squad car in a driveway.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little different idea. The old banana in the tailpipe trick.
What's that do?
It shuts. Remember Beverly Hills Cop, where Eddie Murphy stuffs the bananas in the tailpipe, the car won't run?
Apparently that doesn't do any real damage, any long-term
damage. Yeah, it
damage.
Doesn't
it do just
any
temporarily
damage.
Won't start.
Yeah,
I don't
but,
know.
You know, it's an irritation.
That's a pretty good one.
Low-key sabotage.
See, this is what I'm trying to point out here, is, Ian, you don't advocate high-level sabotage. If I were...
High-level meaning what?
Hurting people, and that's the thing. If, like, setting a squad car on fire in somebody's driveway, that's what the gentleman, had said previously. I mean, what if the guy's got a propane tank along the side of his house? It goes boom, and it kills his family.
I thought Ian spoke out against that.
Yeah, I did. I don't know why you keep putting words in my mouth, Mark.
We just need to be clear. That's all I want.
Well, you're the one who keeps putting words in my mouth. I've made it very clear that I don't support violence.
I'm certainly not putting the word sabotage in your mouth, or I love it.
Well, I do like the idea of increasing their costs and increasing the amount of hassle they have to deal with in order to do their job.
How about you and I make a deal? How about you say, gum up the works instead of sabotage from here on out?
Scott, any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, that was about it. Just, you know, I don't advocate violence either.
Very good.
But, you know, yes. To irritate them.
Yeah. And thank you for the call tonight. And I had suggested earlier, you know, taking an AC adapter from an important piece of equipment in the government bureaucracy is not anything that would cost any significant amount, but it sure could cause a lot of inconvenience if they have to use that piece of equipment for something, you know, important. Like a transmitter or something like that. Take an AC adapter. It's, you know, AC adapters cost $10 or $3 or something like that. Put it in the closet and make them look for it for 3 hours. I mean, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. I'm not talking about anything that has to do with violence or explosions or anything like that.
I think a person who decides to take a job in the federal government should try to do their job well, morally and via the Constitution.
Okay. So?
That's what I think.
So you don't think they should do anything to gum things up, unless it has to do with a heat ray gun or some other weapon that they can disable?
I think they should, according to the Constitution, I think you're well within constitutional bounds to disable a mechanism that is used to hurt people that have not hurt anyone.
What if so how about the government as itself is a mechanism that is used to hurt people, and most of the government is unconstitutional, so you said that you believe that a government employee should do things to support the Constitution, so therefore if you're working for a bureaucracy that is unconstitutional, which is pretty much all of them, if you're working for that bureaucracy, then what's wrong with a little bit of gumming up the works?
You know, it's really the gumming up doesn't bother me. It's the advocating it that bothers me.
The advocating?
You advocating it on the air. That's
now
what bothers me.
So now you're saying just advocating a little gumming up the works is bothering you. First it was advocating violence, which I wasn't doing at any point. Now you're saying it's just advocating that somebody, you know, take an AC adapter. You're saying that's wrong.
The AC adapter thing I just don't like for some reason.
Well, I mean, I can see where you're coming from in that it seems like stealing, but again, the AC adapter was stolen in the first place. It was stolen with taxpayer dollars, that's stolen money.
A lot
money.
Of taxpayer dollars aren't stolen, though. They're given, and money's fungible.
Fungible? What does that mean?
That means that you can apply money in whatever direction. If I paid $10 to the federal government in taxes last year, and I did it willingly, mm-hmm. then they can claim that $10 for that AC adapter is willingly given.
Fungible. And I could claim that if they stole money from me, then that was a stolen AC adapter. And also, again, the point is that the entire government at the federal level and in many state government bureaucracies are completely unconstitutional. So what is the immorality of gumming up their works? 1-800-259-9231. If you want to comment on this or bring up whatever you want, we go to Randy in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Randy.
Hi, guys. Listen, I just wanted to point something out to you guys. It's quite a critical little comment one of you guys made. You were talking about some evil, sneaky little guy crawling in the bushes, and you said Schmedley Butler.
Did I have that wrong?
Now, listen, do you know who he is? Or who he was? Schmedley Butler.
Schmedley Butler's the World War II. Who's the Schmedley guy on Deadly
You might have been thinking about Schmedley Whiplash.
That's what I was thinking.
You said Schmedley Butler.
You're right.
Okay? He's a 40-year retired Marine. He's a 2-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner.
Yep.
And you guys talk about not wanting to rattle the boat. Well, the one gentleman who made that comment, you just pissed off the entire United States Marine Corps, sir.
I suggest
you apologize on air publicly to those guys right now.
I'm not going to apologize to any Marines. However, I will apologize to the descendants of Schmedley Butler because he's long dead, unfortunately.
I have a great deal
of respect for him.
By the way, he wrote a book called War is a Racket.
War is a Racket.
Okay, I suggest everybody read it because it basically, after spending his entire career in the Marine Corps, he realized that most of the time the United States military is used as a corporate mercenary group. He realized that. He wrote the book. I suggest everybody read it. But really, I think the Marine Corps. I'm not a Marine. I have never been. I really think it would be appropriate for a public apology to the United States Marine Corps.
The Marine Corps, the Schmarine Corps. Who cares about them? They're a bunch of paid killers.
I'm pretty sure they don't like us already.
Yeah, the Marine. Before you go on, I'm sorry for besmirching the name of a good man like Schmedley Butler. However,
that's all I asked for, sir.
Right. What you asked is me to apologize to the Marine Corps, as though the Marine Corps has somehow been. It's just a group.
Doesn't exist.
It's a name.
You try telling that to a Marine. I'm telling you, I'm not.
I've never been in the military.
Oh, I just wanted to point out that correction.
All right, thanks for the call, dude. The Marine Corps doesn't exist. There's a concept called the Marine Corps, but there are only individuals. There are vehicles and buildings and things like that, but the concept is just it's just out there. So how can you apologize to something that doesn't even exist? 800-2-FREE-TALK-LIVE.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too.
We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the Discreet Pepper Mace Baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, by the way, you can help support Free Talk Live by learning how to promote the program. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Lots of different ways. Many of them are completely free or very low cost to help you get Free Talk Live on more radio stations and on more people's MP3 players. Go to promote.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. That's promote.freetalklive.com. And you know email's not secure, but privacy's dead anyway, right? Wrong. Introducing privacyharbor.com, an easy-to-use, secure email alternative. Sign up for a free account today at privacyharbor.com because normal email is not secure. That's privacyharbor.com. Before we continue, Dale, you had a couple comments you wanted to make about this whole Marine Corps thing.
Yeah, I want to publicly insult the Marine Corps. In case anyone wants to call in and tell me that I should apologize, I'm going to publicly insult them. I'm going to insult them for doing DUI checkpoints in California. I'm going to insult them for participating in aggressive wars when they shouldn't be.
Yeah, didn't they swear an oath to the Constitution?
Yeah, I think they're violating
their oath. That's the funny part about I'm just not impressed. The indignation that went on with the last call. And, you know, I got it wrong. He's right. I got it wrong, and I'm supposed to be called on that. However, the indignation was that, you know, Smedley Butler, two-time Medal of Honor winner, stood against, you know, said that war was a racket. And so the Marines that have all joined, that are listening, likely have all joined after Smedley Butler made that statement.
He's dead now.
It's a ridiculous thing to ask of you to say, because he happened to be a Marine, that you have now insulted all Marines. That's incredibly collectivist.
It is collectivist. Yeah.
It's ridiculous, and he was just being silly. I think he did retract it toward the end of the call there. He was kind of subtle about it, but I think he said, yeah, okay, you apologized to the person whose name you got wrong. And I think the caller essentially retracted that, but it was pretty ridiculous in the first place.
But it's part of their identity, Dale, and that's why they get so upset about this. You know,
that's another thing to insult them for, that they have this very collectivist identity. Be individuals, for crying out loud.
But it was being
out of
them.
I've been brainwashed from boot camp to be collectivist and to
see yourself. You were in the Navy, right?
Yeah, I was.
Did they do that to you in the Navy?
Oh, the brainwashing is amazing. There's a part in the Navy and boot camp where they work you out really hard. I can't remember the event exactly. You're working out really hard until you're sweating. Literally, there's like a pool of sweat all across the floor, and a room full of 80 people, and they're doing jumping jacks, and they're doing push-ups, and you're exhausted. And then they play the I'm proud to be an American and bring in the American flag.
Gosh.
And everyone's crying. You can't help it. Everyone's crying.
You're so exhausted.
And now you're like, yeah, I mean, it's a brainwashing tactic. They do it all through boot camp, all kinds of brainwashing tactics. And we didn't fight. You know, in the Navy, you run equipment. Your job is to run big equipment, submarines and engine rooms and big, you know, things
guns
like that.
Huge guns that go boom and shoot projectiles 15 miles or something.
Right. It's not that personal level of killing that you have to teach people to do that's against their nature.
Yeah.
It's actually very much against human nature to kill another person. I'm not saying that people don't do it. Obviously, they do. I'm just saying, generally speaking, it's very difficult for one person to kill another person.
Against human nature. Otherwise, we'd have a lot more killing going on.
Yeah,
there's a lot of killing.
We survived this long. We evolved this long.
Right? The purpose of the male of the species is to kill things. Sorry,
and not necessarily other human beings.
Yeah, right. It is.
Well, not it's.
And that's not our purpose now.
I'm getting sidetracked.
I would agree with you, but however, what you have is you have an old mechanism for a new job.
I'm saying this was a problem that the military discovered in the process in the last big wars that we've had. It's just only been decades that they learned how to train people to kill, because generally speaking, most of the people out there never shot a single person.
Right.
And they discovered that there was this disinclination about killing people. And they, established procedures to brainwash people into not thinking, into just pulling the trigger. And it's very, you know, you can ask some of our local, Keniacs who have been in the military, they'll tell you all about it. You know, what makes the green grass grow? Blood, bright red blood makes the green grass grow.
Dear God.
And that's one of the chants.
Yeah.
They chant this in the military.
Sick.
They teach them to,
yes, it is.
To be bold about killing and to glorify it.
But I'm a bad guy because I advocated someone take an AC adapter. We continue with your call. Steve in South Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Dale. Hi, Mark.
Hey,
I've got 2 points to make.
Okay.
One, you know, I've been listening to you guys for quite a while, and I have never heard internal bickering between you two.
Never? You haven't been listening that long.
Yeah, that's what we do for a living.
I mean, you guys are really hammering each other.
That's what we do for a living. We do that.
Mark has pissed me off so much in the past, I've turned his microphone off.
And it's actually genuine, even though it is really good for ratings, I think.
Yeah, it is genuine. He's been a real jerk.
I'm sitting right here, and I'm telling you, it seems very genuine.
Yeah. I also noticed that you guys have a 30-second delay on now.
No, it's not 30 seconds. It's probably like 7 or 8.
No, actually, it's a little bit more, because as soon as Dale said submarine, I started counting, and I did it twice.
Are you listening on the Internet?
Yep.
No, the internet's
delay.
There's a 30-second delay just to get the audio to you. That's the internet is actually not receiving depending on the stream you're listening to. If you're listening from the Free Talk Live website, then there is no delay. There's no profanity delay on the internet stream. So if someone lets fly with a profanity, it's going to go over the internet stream. But there is a delay in operation at the network's call center, so it will never make it to the radio stations.
That's fine. I have no problem with it.
Let me give you a brief technical explanation of what you're hearing. The streams originate from the Free Talk Live streams originate from this studio. They then bounce out to our server in Texas, wherever the hell that is, and then it's served out to the end user. So you've got several instances of buffering there. The stream has to buffer out to the server, and then it has to buffer out to the end user, and that process takes approximately 30 seconds. Standard stuff.
I understand.
There you go.
I'm a technician anyway. I work on a help desk, and there was a couple of things I wanted to mention about it. It was like, we're talking about gumming up the works. There's one that's really hilarious. It takes place in Denver, Colorado. It's called the website is down.com. If you just go and look at that, it's just funny if you're a technician.
Down.com?
The website is down.com.
The website is down.com.
All one word, yes.
Gotcha.
And the other thing, too, is, you know, even being a help desk technician, I actually have a network, a command line that I could use called shutdown. And I can use the GUI interface, or GUI interface. And what I can do is I can take all the work servers in my company and line them up. And then I can say that the time is 0 seconds and I can shut every one of them down.
With the press of a button.
Oh, yes, definitely with a press of a button. I can sit there. I can add every one of my workstations, my work servers, into this window, and then I can say 0 seconds, I can hit enter, and they're gone.
So you're saying that this might be one way for someone to gum up the works within a government bureaucracy is to essentially just shut down the servers. It doesn't cost them anything to get them back online except time, and they're already paying the IT guy a salary. So he's running around trying to fix things while, you know, things aren't playing out the way they would normally play out in that particular time frame.
Yeah, so all the alerts go out. It's like, oh, my God, the servers are going down. It's like, what happened? And well, they're down. Somebody has to physically go turn them back on.
Wouldn't that be best used for some specific instance where, rather than just doing any old time?
Well, I mean, yes. If we get a server that is freezing up or is going very slow because some application is just hogging the CPU, then the best thing to do is just go ahead and reboot it. So we can do it remotely. I mean, you know, I can be in South Carolina and I can reboot the server in North Carolina or Texas or Alabama or Florida, wherever the case may be, because if you just type in on the command line, shut down space /.
I think it's a great idea. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, I was just saying that, gumming up the works and slowing down the process is, I mean, I'm an advocate for that.
It doesn't necessarily have to involve tremendous cost. It doesn't even have to involve
any cost. It
shouldn't
endanger anyone is what I would have to say on it.
I would agree with that.
Absolutely. I agree. Yeah,
There is no endangerment, and that is a very, very good point. It's just, it costs time, and somebody's got to go and turn.
Yep.
If you watch the website down, you realize this guy is running around trying to figure out which one to turn back on. He has no clue. He's in a room full of computers. He's like, what? What? Which one? He's like... This one over there, and the guy's watching him on the cameras going, that one, down. Now go down, that one over there to your left.
Sounds time-consuming. Thank you, Steve, for the call tonight. Yeah, Mark. I mean, I never suggested anybody get hurt or anybody put anything in danger.
I'm a big fan of the really public sabotage. You could call it, I don't even know if you call it that, but where you, like, for instance, when you just choose to fight a ticket, and this is a revenue generation process, and the people, and they have their own budgets and everything that they're trying to stay in line with.
That's what we're doing here. A lot of people here in New Hampshire are doing that. They're choosing to stand and fight instead of just capitulating, rolling over, and doing whatever it is the government demands. And that is gumming up the works, too. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think we've explained it pretty well at this point. Hour 2 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystoreoftherepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystoreoftherepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic...